This is a podcast from Kingdom Animalia Podcast. Kingdom Animalia.
Twas the night of the podcast, and all through the property, not a creature was stirring, except for Chet and Cap Chickadee.
Chicken not nice.
We are starting the third episode of this show. I can't believe we're here. It feels like just yesterday. I was talking about the American Crow.
Chicka, hurry it, chicka up.
Since my co-hosts are so respectfully making their feelings quite clear,
chicka, hey!
I shall stop my podcast poem right here. Welcome back to Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. I'm your host, Devin, and these are my anti-poetic co-hosts,
Chicka Chet, Chicka and Cap.
Happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, or whichever holiday your religion celebrates.
Chicka like International Chicka Chickadee Day.
Did you just make that up off the top of your head, Chet?
Chicka. Of course. Chicka. Not. Chicka, yes.
I thought so. Since the chickadees are being kind enough not to interrupt me, and I don't trust it will stay that way, let's start the episode. Today we're talking about the reindeer, aka caribou, Rangifer tarandus, Santa's chauffeur. Enjoy. As usual, we're going to start off the episode with a description of today's animal. Reindeer are the fifth largest deer after the red deer, sambar deer, elk, and moose. They have a very thick coat of fur, which is brown in the summer and more grayish in the winter. Their coats have two layers, an undercoat of soft woolly fur that's right up against their skin, and an overcoat of hollow and long guard hairs. The double coat traps air between the wool and guard hairs, which helps keep them warm in the winter and stay afloat when they swim. They have a pale chest and belly, and a white rump, and deer it is the rear end, and tail. They have hair all over their body, even on their nose and hooves.
Chicka, they really chicka need to chicka shave.
No, Cap, they don't. If it wasn't for all their hair, they would freeze to death, because they live mainly in the north, but we'll get to that later. Those hairy hooves actually have a special purpose, to give them a good footing. They often find themselves walking around on ice, frozen ground, snow, or mud. Slushy paths on their feet in the spring and summer help them walk in marshy fields, but then harden in winter to help them dig through ice and snow. And fun fact, reindeer's special, broad, flat, and two-toed hooves allow them to swim. Continuing on with their
chicka hooves!
Wow, Cap, you got it right. Listeners, if you've been wondering why Chet and Cap have been behaving pretty well today's episode, I'll tell you. It seems the only way to get Chet and Cap to stop interrupting me is bribery. I promised to give them presents, but only if they behave for all of this episode. So here's a multiple choice question. Is a dew claw A, a claw that's made out of dew, B, an extra long toe that's further up the back of an animal's ankle, or C, a really long claw? Chet?
Chicka B.
Cap?
Chicka A. Chicka simple. Do? Chicka claw.
The answer is, drumroll please, Chet.
Chicka sure thing.
Cap, you are wrong. And Chet, you are right.
Thank you.
Reindeer have a very long dew claw on each leg, which serves as an extra hoof to help them climb on hard, rugged terrain. Another one of their special winter adaptions is their nose, especially adapted to warm, cold air they breathe in before it reaches their lungs. Their nose also is very good at picking up scents. They use this multi-tool to find food in their snow, locate predators, and to orient themselves. Here's a joke. How do you scare a reindeer after sneaking up on them? You say, caribou! Thank you, Chet. Caribou!
Chicka ah!
Reindeer usually travel upwind to pick up scents being blown down to them by the wind. Reindeer are the only deer that have hair completely covering their nose. They have turbinates, bony structures covered by a soft tissue, inside of their noses to increase the surface area of their nostrils. They are 2.33 to 4.41 feet, or 70 to 135 centimeters tall at the shoulder. Females are 5.5 to 6.2 feet, or 1.7 to 1.9 meters long, and weigh 121 to 308 pounds, or 55 to 140 kilograms, and males are about 5.9 to 6.8 feet, or 1.8 to 2.1 meters long, and weigh 143 to 529 pounds, or 65 to 240 kilograms. But varies depending on the time of the year. Their lifespan is typically A, 15 to 20, B, 55 to 30, or C, 35 to 40 years. We'll give you the answer right after a quick break. Welcome back to Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. I'm your host, Devin, and these are my co-hosts, Shuka Cat, Shuka and Chet. Before the break, I left you with a dangling question. Is their lifespan typically A, 15 to 20, B, 25 to 30, or C, 35 to 40 years?
Chicka A, chicka C, chicka bigger animals, chicka live longer.
The answer is, drumroll please Chet,
chicka coming right, chicka up.
A, you're right Chet. The most notable characteristic of a reindeer is probably their antlers. Relative to their body size, they have the biggest and heaviest antlers of any extant deer species. A male's antlers can be up to 4.2 feet or 1.3 meters long and weigh 33 pounds or 18 kilograms, and a female's antlers are smaller at 1.67 feet or 0.5 meters and weigh 13 pounds or 5.89 kilograms. Each antler has a main beam and many smaller branches called tines. Sometimes there are also little branchlets called snags on the antlers as well. Do you know what the difference between horns and antlers is? Is it A, horns are smaller, B, horns grow throughout an animal's life while antlers fall off every year, or C, horns are denser?
Chicka A!
Sorry, you two. The answer is, drumroll por favor, Chet. B. The main difference is that horns grow continuously, while antlers fall off and regrow annually. The antlers actually grow back larger each year. They grow from a stub called a pedicel on the frontal bone of the reindeer's skull. When antlers begin to grow in, they're covered in skin called velvet with light fur, which runs blood vessels to their antlers, providing them oxygen as they grow. When the antlers finish growing, the velvet dries up, and the reindeer scrape it off on trees or rocks, revealing the hard, bony antlers within. Males' antlers start to grow in February, while females start in May, but both finish growing at the same time. The males shed their antlers in November, and they don't regrow until the end of winter, while females don't shed them until May when they'll start growing again. This means that since Santa's reindeer all have antlers on Christmas Eve, they must all be females. Antlers are weapons used against predators, and males use them to impress and fight over females. Reindeer also use them to dig through snow to find food. Reindeer are the only animals where both males and females have antlers. Now let's talk about where reindeer live. Reindeer live around the North Pole, the Arctic, in Alaska, Canada, Greenland, and Northern Europe and Asia, in woodlands, mountains, and tundra. The home range of an individual reindeer can be up to 190 square miles, or 500 square kilometers. Moose, elk, reindeer, and caribou, oh my. Ever gotten these big deer confused? Well, now I'm going to teach you a crash course on moose versus elk versus reindeer versus caribou.
Caribou. Chicka difference number chicka one. Classification. Moose, elk, reindeer, and caribou are all members of the family Cervidae, the deer family. Reindeer and caribou are actually both the same species, Rangifer tarandus. Caribou is a name for the species used in North America, while reindeer is used to refer to ones in Europe and Asia. Reindeer is also used to refer to domestic individuals anywhere. Chicka difference number chicka two. Size. Moose are the number one largest deer, elk are the second, and reindeer are the fifth, and thus the smallest of the three. Chicka difference number chicka three. Antlers. Moose have flat and wide antlers, elk have tall and sharp antlers, and reindeer have tall, curved, sharp, and pointy antlers. Chicka difference number chicka four. General appearance. Moose have a bulkier face, elk have shaggy hair on their necks, and reindeer have white fur on their necks and are stockier with proportionately thicker legs. Chicka difference number chicka five. Sociality. Elk and reindeer are very social. They travel in herds, while moose are solitary. They travel alone. Chicka difference number chicka six. Range. Moose live in Canada, Alaska, and the coldest parts of Europe. Elk live in the mountainous forests of North America and East Asia. And last but not least, reindeer, as I mentioned earlier, live in North America, Europe, Asia, and Greenland. Chicka difference number chicka seven. Feeding behavior. Moose and elk are browsers or selective feeders, while reindeer are both browsers and grazers. This concludes our crash course on moose versus elk versus reindeer versus caribou. Now for their diet. Reindeer are ruminants, which means that they are ungulates, who after swallowing and digesting food, they regurgitate it back into their mouth to chew it some more, then swallow it again for more digestion. Chicka, ew. Cap, birds feed their babies regurgitated food. How can that be gross to you? Chicka, it just chicka is. Good answer. Moving on. Reindeer, unlike wild turkeys or American crows, are herbivorous. They eat ferns, mosses, grasses, herbs, and tree and shrub leaves and shoots, especially those from birch and willow. In winter, they mainly eat lichen, which, fun fact, is also called reindeer moss, and fungi, scraping away snow with their hooves and antlers to get at them. They have a special stomach enzyme which helps break down lichen. An adult reindeer will eat an average of 6 to 12 pounds, or 2.72 to 5.44 kilograms, B, 9 to 18 pounds, or 4 to 8 kilograms, or C, 12 to 24 pounds, or 5.44 to 10.88 kilograms. Chicka A. Chicka C. Drum roll please, chat. Chicka okie dokie. The answer is B. You're both wrong. Better luck next time. As I mentioned in the crash course, unlike moose, reindeer are highly social. They travel, rest, and eat in a herd of 10 to A, a few dozen, B, 20 to 40, or C, a few hundred. Chicka C, chicka C. The answer is, drumroll please, chat. Chicka ask and chicka ye shall chicka receive. You're both wrong. Just kidding, you're right. The answer is C, a few hundred. In spring, some herds to get up to, get this, 500,000 deer. The herds often travel around 1,000 to 3,000 miles, or 1,600 to 5,000 kilometers to feed in the winter. Breeding season lasts from August into September, and it takes 7.5 months for a female to give birth to usually a single calf, but sometimes they have been found to give birth to quadruplets.
A newborn calf is 13 to 17 and a half pounds, or 6 to 8 kilograms. Calves are able to stand and walk after an hour for safety from predators, and they start eating solid food after a week. They're completely weaned at 6 months old. By the time they're 1 year old, they weigh 145 to 165 pounds, or 65 to 75 kilograms. They grow their first set of antlers at 2. They mature at 4 to 6 years old. Females tend to live longer than males since males are more susceptible to predation due to their big, obvious antlers. Reindeer can communicate in many ways. Vocally, with sounds, visually, with body language, and chemically, with pheromones. They can communicate with snorts of alarm, bawls, and grunting roars. I have a couple of reindeer sounds in my archive. There's this. A calf grunting. This one. Another calf grunting. There's this. An adult hissing. And finally, this one. Another adult hissing. Yet again, it's that time of the episode.
Chica, oh no.
It's time to talk about predators. Depending on where they live, they may have to worry about golden eagles,
chica,
brown bears, arctic foxes, mountain lions, lynx,
chica,
dolls, and of course, human hunters. They're usually safe from predators when they're in large herds with as many sets of eyes as there are reindeer. Calves and old, weak, sick, or injured reindeer are the most vulnerable. After breeding season, bull reindeer can be at risk because they can be tired or hurt. Who's ready for some fun facts? They're coming down like rain today. So let's get started.
Chica fact number chica one.
Some reindeer travel from 9 to 40 miles or 50 to 60 kilometers daily in the same area. Some migrate even 750 miles or 1,200 kilometers twice a year in spring and summer.
Chica fact number chica two.
Reindeer can swim 4 to 6 miles or 6 to 10 kilometers per hour and can run up to 50 miles or 80 kilometers per hour.
Chica fact number chica 3.
Reindeer's hooves make a loud clacking sound when they walk because of a tendon slipping over the bone of their leg.
Chica fact number chica 4.
Ever wonder what inspired Rudolph's bright red nose? Real reindeer don't have noses that glow. They can turn red thanks to a network of dense blood vessels. Reindeer, it turns out, have 20% more capillaries, that's a type of blood vessel, carrying oxygen-rich, red blood in their noses than humans do. And colder temperatures, increased blood flow in their noses will keep its surface warmer. It's also helpful for regulating their body temperature in general, since like most mammals, they can't sweat.
Chica fact number chica 5.
Remember when in the riddle I said, in winter their eyes are a very pretty blue? Let me give you a little explainer. In the spring and summer, their eyes are golden, while in the fall and winter they are,
chica a very chica pretty blue.
That's right, Cap. So you know how your pupils dilate in the dark? They do that to let in more light since there's less of it in the dark. They then shrink in the day so they won't let in too much. This happens to reindeer except for one thing. In the high Arctic where reindeer mainly live, the sun never sets in the summer and never rises in the winter. In the wintertime, their eyes stay dilated for months at a time, and all that time dilated blocks blood vessels that drain the fluid from their eyes, and this causes a pressure buildup, which causes them to swell. The part of their eyes that gives their eyes color, the tapetum, is a reflective layer that's behind the retina. When light goes to the retina, any remaining light that wasn't picked up reflects off the tapetum and goes back to the retina. This is very helpful if there's minimal light. This is what gives it a color when you shine light in them. When the eyes swell up, it squeezes out the fibers in the tapetum that makes it gold. With those fibers gone, the shine appears blue. Now let's do the glossary where I'll explain some words from the show you, and especially younger listeners, may not know. Word number one, extant. Extant is like the opposite of extinct. It means the species in question still exists. Word number two, sociality. Sociality is how social an animal is. Word number three, browser or selective feeder. A browser or selective feeder is simply the behavior of being very picky of what you eat. Word number four, ungulate. An ungulate is a hoofed mammal, like a cow, horse, elephant, or of course, a deer. Word number five, pheromones. Pheromones are chemicals which organisms release to communicate. Ants, for example, communicate mainly via pheromones. Welcome to the end of episode 3 of Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. Chicka woohoo! Next episode's going to be in 2023. Chep? Cap?
Chicka yes?
Chicka yes? Seems like you two have earned your presents.
Chicka yay! Chicka yes!
Here you two go.
Chicka, What's chicka this?
Chicka ooh!
Chicka patch, chicka mix, chicka birdseed! Chicka Santa chicka cap!
I thought you two would like those. Okay. Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about
chicka caps!
Oh, I should have waited until after the outro to give you your presents.
Chicka you should chicka have.
If you want to learn more about reindeer, you can read my works cited page, which is linked in the show notes and is on the webpage for this episode at kingdomanimaliapod.com/episodes/reindeer. The episode comic is linked there, in the show notes, and the URL is kingdomanimaliapod.com/comics/reindeer. You can send me questions, episode suggestions, and riddle guesses to my email, which is kingdom.animalia.pod@gmail.com, or use the contact form on my website, which is at kingdomanimaliapod.com/contact. So here's the riddle for episode 4. I live in the deep, deep blue sea. I never grow old. Don't get too close, though. I can sting like a bee. Who am I? So, any guesses? Send in your answers and I'll tell you if you got it right. But if you got it wrong, we'll have to wait until next year to find out.
Chicka next year? Chicka why so chicka long?
No, Chet. It's the end of December now. Next year starts in 8 days.
Chicka, oh.
Yeah. I'll try to get episode 4 out sometime in January. Sadly, I didn't get any episode suggestions in time, but hopefully I'll get one in time for episode 5. So until next time, happy holidays, and keep exploring this amazing kingdom, Animalia. See you, or I guess you hear me, again in 2023.
Bye! Bye. Bye.
Hello, podcast chicka listeners. Chicka, it's us. Chicka Chet?
Chicka and Cap.
Chicka and no. Chicka, this is Chicka Not and Chicka Ad.
Chicka, we're here, chicka with an chicka announcement.
Chicka, do you chicka want to chicka ask us chicka questions?
Chicka, got any chicka burning inquiries chicka to ask chicka the famous chicka chickity brothers?
Chicka will send chicka them in.
Chicka, we're planning chicka on doing chicka and ask chicka the chickity chicka brothers bonus chicka episode.
Chicka, you can chicka use our chicka email, which chicka is
Chet.
Chicka, this is chicka the time chicka you need chicka to cut chicka out the chicka chickas.
chickity.pod@gmail.com.
Chicka subject line, ask the chickity brothers.
Chicka, or use chicka the contact chicka form, which chicka is at
chickakingdomanimaliapod.com/contact/acb.
Chicka, just state chicka your name, chicka, or just chicka say anonymous.
Chicka, your email.
chicka if you're chicka using the chicka contact form, chicka and your chicka question or chicka questions. Chicka thank you, chicka for your chicka time. Chicka bye! Chicka,
bye!